Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Freedom.
Lauren, the first episode of the new year.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I accept your apology.
I didn't mean it.
My name is Paul F. Togan.
My name is Scott Aukerman.
My name is Lauren Lapkus.
That is, Lauren, that's not bad for your production company card at the end of one of your shows.
Lauren Lapkus.
Like, imagine like monks singing it, you know?
Yeah,
or I would like monk. To be a screen a pagan full altar. Of... it's like one of those filters where it looks like 100 people, but it's just one person. And yeah. It's Holly, and I'm making her mouth go,
I am the Lapkus.
We're here. It's a new year, and we're still us.
This is, but we're going to be so different this year.
Do you guys have resolutions?
Oh, no. We talked about this in an early episode. Do we have new ones?
We talked
ones?
About this in a recent episode?
No, but
what, like in November or something?
You mean like before last this? Year?
Yeah, like in season one, we talked about resolutions.
Yeah, now we're supposed to have new ones.
I can't believe they're repeating topics.
I gotta work on new things. I still haven't done the old thing.
This isn't a repeated topic. This is a new topic. What do you want to do in the new year? My main goal is to work on my fitness.
Okay.
I want to get back into exercising regularly. I'm already doing as much as I can at this moment, but I know that in the new year, when I have more help, it will be better. Do you think Google's going to become outdated and there's going to be a new thing that we all talk about? And when you say Google, you're going to sound old.
Yeah, but it'll be, a baby will invent it. It'll be called Goo Goo.
That's good. You tired, Scott?
No.
You're tired.
I'm going to pretend to be asleep for myself.
Goo Goo.
And a baby will invent it and be called Goo Goo.
Called Goo Goo.
I wish I could sleep 24 hours a day.
Don't you wish you could just put your brain in a jar but then like do stuff?
I wish I could put my brain in a jar and be like, hey, good looking, I'll be back to pick this up later.
Yeah.
And then come back like 20 years from now and be like, hey, I'm here for my brain.
I would like to put my brain in a jar, but I also would like to see it in the jar. And I don't know if I could do that if the brain's in the jar.
But what if your brain was still receiving transmissions, so you could...
Well, yeah, how does that like work,
the brain
though?
Is still working. It's just resting.
Okay,
oh,
tell
so
you
the
what.
Brain... Oh, well, what's the point then?
You get to feel like you're sleeping, but you're doing stuff.
Tell you what, two brains. You have
I'm
backup.
Walking around and shit?
Yeah.
Two brains. Oh. You have a backup brain that will register sight in those, like, you know, any sort of transmissions and stuff. So that's enough for you to see that brain in the jar. But it's not where you have to think all the time.
That's all I want. And then right to sleep. Speaking of two brains, do you remember how we used to think, or maybe that we were told that some dinosaurs had two brains? Do you remember,
I remember that?
That?
I remember well, them like having two, like pea-sized brains.
Wait,
like
Lauren,
they were two, like they were two nuts, like two, like,
No, they were not side by side.
Chestnuts.
I don't remember, like they had one in their head and one in their butt or something?
Yeah, like one in their spine or their tail or something.
Really?
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that when I was a kid.
You know what kind of fucks
it was not all
about
dinosaurs, but certain dinosaurs, like a stegosaurus or something.
Oh, the
like
double
that.
Dinosaur brain myth. Yeah, for decades, popular articles and books claimed that the armor-plated stegosaurus and the biggest of the sauropod dinosaurs had second brains... Oh, God, so many ads are popping up. Oh, God.
What are the ads for?
I don't know. I clicked out of it so fast. I don't know what's going on. All right.
Need a second brain?
Okay, I had second brains in their rumps. These dinosaurs, it was said, could
reason... their lady lumps?
These dinosaurs, it was said, could reason a posteriori thanks to the extra mass of tissue. It was a cute idea, but a totally wrong hypothesis that actually underscores a different dinosaur mystery. Do you want to know what that is?
Yeah. You may as well hit us with it.
Dinosaur brain expert Emily Buchholz outlined the double double brain issue in the newly published second edition of The Complete Dinosaur. The idea stems from the work of 19th century Yale paleontologist Othniel Charles Marsh.
I'm sorry, did you say a Yelp paleontologist?
Yale. But Paul, I think you should use the name Othniel as one of your characters.
Othniel.
In an assessment of the sauropod Camarasaurus, Marsh noticed that the canal in the vertebrae over the dinosaur's hips enlarged into an expanded canal that was larger than the cavity for the dinosaur's brains. The brain. This is the most suggestive fact, he wrote. And according to Buchholz, in 1881, Marsh described a similar expansion in the neural canal of Stegosaurus as a posterior brain case. Okay, but can we just talk about how
her name is Butthole and she's...
And his name is Othniel.
It's crazy.
But can we just talk about how every year it feels like they're like, this dinosaur actually was covered in feathers. And we...
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
On,
we don't know shit about these dinosaurs.
Or something. Or maybe some of them had fur. Have we ever thought about that?
Yeah. What they're going to find out is that there's no such thing as dinosaurs and the Earth is only 5,000 years old.
Yes.
I love that you guys believe that.
Thank you.
It's so fun to show different perspectives.
What I remember as a kid thinking, how could they have, if they had two brains, what would the other brain, like?
Yeah, what's the other brain controlling?
Yeah. And now I'm relieved to find out that it doesn't make any sense. And of course they didn't have two brains.
Is the size of the brain the thing that makes you smarter? Because that's what I always heard.
It's the motion of the ocean.
I was going to say.
But I had always heard like, oh, dinosaurs, yeah, they were big, but they had tiny pea-sized brains. That's why they weren't smart.
Let's find out.
I thought they were willfully ignorant.
They were just like, I don't want to learn this.
Yeah.
Does this I want to go to school.
Brain affect intelligence?
I have a lot of common sense.
I got a lot of dinosaur sense.
I never heard their brains were that small.
I don't know why I heard that, but I did. And I couldn't tell you why, but I could tell you that it...
There is no clear correlation between absolute or relative brain size and intelligence. Assuming that absolute brain size is decisive for intelligence, then whales or elephants should be more intelligent than humans, and horses more intelligent than chimpanzees, which definitely is not the case.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, horses, you're
slam
dumb.
Dunk. I saw a really great
horses.
Video of this elephant doing
dumber
a joke.
A
I saw an elephant
doing a joke. You saw an elephant doing a joke?
This
with
elephant took the hat off the woman, put it in its mouth, and then she said, give me my hat back. And he went, put it right back on her head.
I tried to enjoy a similar thing like that where an elephant played a little prank on somebody. It might have been the exact same thing.
I saw another one after I saw that, so you might have seen that one.
And then, of course, a bunch of people are like, that elephant has been cruelly trained.
I knew that had to be the fucking deal. I can't.
Remember that video?
Everyone sucks.
We've talked about this,
look,
right?
It's like, of course elephants aren't just going to naturally do that, I guess, but it's still,
I thought
sucks.
It might be smart enough to do that.
I think they're smart.
We've talked about
like elephants.
We've talked about the video about the elephant backing up and the guy sweeping his cage. Have we talked about that?
That doesn't ring
any
bells.
Guy sweeping up the elephant's cage. He's just minding his own business. This elephant backs up and the guy's head gets stuck in the elephant's butthole.
We've never talked about this.
Oh, okay. So
he gets stuck in his buckholz.
The elephant backs his buckholz up and this guy's head gets stuck in it and he pops it out and immediately barfs.
Oh. That's disgusting.
I mean, that makes sense. I guess.
I mean, I've
I
probably
guess that's
said
what I would
this.
Do.
If we've talked about elephants, I've definitely said this, but I just always remember, and this isn't as good as that by any means, but when I was little, I went to the zoo and they had a video. The elephant cage was empty at Lincoln Park Zoo. And then there was a small TV hanging in the corner of the cage and it had a video playing over and over of this elephant giving birth. And the elephants come out in a full sack. And then it
oh,
goes,
wow.
And it just plops under the ground. Anyway, that's it. But I did think about that when I was in labor because there was a point where my water hadn't broken. And then they said the baby can be born with the water not being broken. And I was like,
yeah. I forget what the term is for that. It's a specific term.
It's crazy to see a video of a human baby with that where the sack doesn't break or whatever. And they come out and then they pop the sack and then the baby's like, ah. now.
Hey!
Wait, they just had a TV in the zoo? So this was a zoo for TVs?
Yeah.
What a way to get around.
No life.
Like, animals must be so expensive. This is just genius.
TVs. I mean, but
TVs. Doesn't it kill you how small the spaces are for the animals, actually, when you're an adult and you realize, like, oh, they don't have more room back there, and this is actually really sad. Like, when the, like, big cats are, like, pacing back and forth in, like, a dressing room.
I remember going to, I used to love going to the zoo when I was a kid. Philadelphia Zoo, oldest zoo in the country, went to the LA Zoo, and it destroyed zoos for me forever.
Yeah.
It was so depressing. Like, the, like there was a
the Philadelphia one, is it really cool because it's old? Like, have they made a lot of improvements and made it, like, special?
I haven't been there in forever, but I can tell you, I remember going in the reptile house, and there was a big sea turtle who was just, like, pressed up against the glass, like,
throw him on
halfway
the glass.
Out of the water.
Yeah.
He's putting him on the glass.
Putting his tits up?
Yeah. And it was just like, well, that can't be, this animal's not thriving, right?
Yeah. I remember, like, at the Lincoln Park Zoo, there's a lot of gorillas, and they would, there was always a moment.
How many
when,
is
like,
a lot to you? How many gorillas is a lot?
Five.
Because I know how, that's a lot to you. Oh, my God. I think.
In the middle of Chicago, I think that's a lot.
Oh, so now you're quantifying it by location.
Because the San Diego Zoo is like huge. Yeah. And it has like so 25 much space.
To me is like a lot of gorillas. But five
to you
is a lot.
There might have been three. But this gorilla would always go up and bash his arms against the glass.
Jesus.
And when you're a little kid, everyone would go, ah, and like run away. And so, I mean, it was crazy. And that's like, that's fucked up. Ultimately,
that's bleak. That's bleak as hell.
But should they? What do you want him to be like, running around on the 5 freeway?
Well, I'd rather he sit inside.
That's the alternative. Yeah. Yes,
he either is on the 5, or because he can't. They take him to California, but put him on the 5.
They
and
should
then,
either be in the wild or on the 5 freeway.
Yeah,
we do. We have coyotes that are like going through our yard a lot. We catch on the cameras and like, and I saw them the other day while I was watching the walking the dogs, like they popped out in front of us. And I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't want them to be hurt, but I don't want them here. It's like, you don't have to leave, but you can't stay here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the earth is one big bar,
but there's someone on the neighborhood, whatever it is,
Listen,
next door app.
Podcast?
Oh. Yeah, that podcast. Who's like, they're beautiful animals. And she takes pictures of them. And everyone's like, fuck you.
There's always, in every neighborhood has one coyote
enthusiast.
Like, super freak.
Yeah.
He's like, these wonderful creatures.
Ugh.
Look, hey, they're in charge. I mean, I'm not going to talk shit about them because they're the bosses now.
The coyotes?
Yeah.
Yes, coyotes are now in charge.
Yeah, they're the captain now.
They're the captain. Look at them. Look at them. They're the captain now.
Where's that guy?
He
good. Did another movie.
Didn't he win like a big award?
No, he got nominated for the Academy Award. Yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah. Where do you go?
Yeah.
But he did not win.
He should be around. He was great. He should host this show.
I did.
He should replace you.
He's still acting, I believe. He was in some other movie that I saw poster for somewhere.
He's the only acceptable substitute for any of us if we ever get sick.
I agree.
What about Dr. Hang S. Noor from The Killing Fields? What has he done lately?
Okay. He could do it too.
Any non-actor who has acted for the first time and did a good job can replace one of us on Freedom should something happen to us.
I love that. That's a really good rule.
Thank
Even
you.
Even if it's like a child actor, a baby actor who's
is this including
up.
like people when you say non-actors, do they have any show business experience?
Like they did one role and then they
yes
quit.
one role and they did really well and then that was it.
Okay.
Or a child actor who was very very good but got out of the business before they became an adult.
I saw like one of those
like a Charlie Corsmo.
I saw one of those BuzzFeed articles, or maybe it wasn't BuzzFeed, but some other place that was like, these actors did a great job, but then never worked again, or they walked away from show business. And then I click on it, and it's all people who obviously just couldn't get another part, you know? Like,
that's so nice. That's not nice.
You know, it was like, you know, someone had a minor role in a movie that kind of was popular, but then they never got another role again. And
that's like just sad.
Strangely, we never heard from them again.
Yeah, like didn't want to do something else.
Yeah, they
what
quit
if you saw
show
an article
business.
Like that, and your own picture was in there.
No.
I'm sure mine is in some weird shit like that.
No, Lauren. Lauren.
I'm clickbait. I've been clickbait. Can't bring it up again. Don't tag me in that shit anymore. I block people who tag me in that.
Including me?
Yeah, I would block Gary.
Especially.
Oh my God. Wait, I was going to ask you something.
Just a second ago, we were talking about the substitutes for us. I'm the captain now guy.
Did you watch Kramer versus Kramer? Didn't you say you were going to?
I have not watched it yet. No. Mm. I want to.
I like that movie.
Okay. I've never seen it, I don't think.
This is a Scott and Paul hasn't
you
seen?
Could be on the episode.
And that, I've never been on that show and I have no desire to.
There's no Paul offense, hasn't seen or Paul has seen.
I know, we haven't had room for Paul. We've had too many great guests like Santa Claus. And
okay.
I think that kid in that movie was very good, wasn't he?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, who's that
Dustin
kid?
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, he's the cool little kid who gets divorced from Meryl Streep.
Is that the movie where Dustin Hoffman slapped Meryl Streep?
Without
Scott,
or whatever?
Scott's going to scream, yes. Don't tell me another thing about it. I am going to watch that for
la,
my
la, la, la,
I'm
not listening.
If you feel like slapping someone in a scene, should you be able to?
No.
Oh, should that you, kid went on to do a bunch of... Oh, so this is a... What?
What?
This is so funny because I was watching a movie today.
He's
on the airplane.
Newt Gingrich.
Going, who is that kid? Who is that kid? He's from Kramer versus Kramer. I was watching 16 Candles. He's also in Kramer versus Kramer. And I almost Googled him, but I was on the plane, so I couldn't. I never pay for Wi-Fi on the plane. I use it as my time off.
It should be included in planes. It should be included.
16 candles?
It should be at this time because now it's like it's like $20.
It's
my addiction that I need to pay $20 to go online?
Well,
you know,
also
I can't do it.
It's the chasm between people who can afford it and can't is so vast. It's not like it's a thing of like, hey, $5 you can have Wi-Fi. It's a $30 thing
for
ridiculous.
The
flight. It's
they should make it
should
cheaper
be
because then everyone would do it and they get more money.
I feel like hotels, it's gotten cheaper or free now.
Yeah, because it used to be like, oh, well, if you plug your actual computer in, it's free.
Yeah.
But a Wi-Fi, that's technology that costs so much money.
I think it's like so rude to make Wi-Fi cost something in a hotel. That's like just really
Well, also there should be
ridiculous.
Free Wi-Fi across all cities as well.
Wi-Fi should
Wi-Fi
be free,
should be
the
free
world.
Everywhere.
There are certain. I thought San Francisco rather had that for a while, where it's like free Wi-Fi across the entire city, and they were like the infrastructure was like that. And it's a great idea because it's like everyone needs it now, and so there shouldn't be a barrier for people who have less money to be online.
Yeah. Well, I think we should have to pay for everything because it's the market, the free market. And if you're in the People's Republic of California, then go right ahead. But I like to pay for things. If I get sick, I want to rack up thousands and thousands of dollars.
I just pictured this being the quote on the Threedom tweet. And there's no context. It's just you saying with no inflection.
No parenthetical. Kidding.
Yeah.
Sarcasm font.
Doing funny voice of an idiot. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait,
I don't think
that was your real voice.
Idiot.
Oh no, Paul.
You think your character's not an idiot?
I don't think my character's an idiot. We just
my characters all have the highest intelligence that they
I respect
that
my characters
capable of.
Exactly. We can disagree, but I'm not going to insult them.
Let's take a break.
Bye.
Bye.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
And we're back, and hey, we're just talking about things we would do.
Listen, Pretzel Gang, I'm flying tomorrow. Janie and I are flying to South Carolina. And it's a little scary.
Because the plane is
one of the safer places.
I've flown like a bunch this month after not ever doing it for the whole pandemic, and I feel actually okay about that experience.
You're not hearing a lot about people getting sick on planes, mainly because they kick off all the masky weirdos who are like, I'm wearing a thong instead of a mask.
Oh my God, I watched the most fucking annoying man yesterday, or wait, this was a couple days
ago. Please don't be me.
It's me, isn't it?
Oh, please don't be me.
So his name was Scott Paul.
Jake Paul.
So like everyone in the airport is wearing a mask, except for some people will pull it down just to be annoying, I think. Like if you're eating, it's fine. But there's people who are just clearly trying to not wear it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Once you're on the plane, it's enforced. So, but it's also suggested in the airport and desired by most people because there's a billion people walking around with their COVID asses. But this guy, of course, he was one of yours, guys. He was a 50-year-old white guy, I would say.
Oh, the best. The best people.
I didn't know what was coming.
He came up. So the whole line is there. And he comes up and he's not wearing a mask. And he's already being an asshole. He walks up behind a woman who's like kind of blocking his way, but he could totally go otherwise. And he's like, excuse me. So she has to like move out of the way, but he has no mask. He's right on her face. And then he does like a couple of things like that. And everyone's kind of like, who the fuck is this guy? There's a couple of comments like, oh, what's his fucking deal? And then he gets to the, he cuts in line at a certain point, but he's trying to be polite. Like, oh no, you go ahead. But he's like doing a big show about how he's not wearing a mask. It's like, it's very clear that you're doing something, that you're trying to make some sort of point. He gets to the front. And then the woman checking in the tickets is like, sir, do you have a mask? And he was like, And she's like, a mask? And she's like,
she points
at her mask and he's like, oh yeah, I do. And he touches his pockets and then he finds it and then he puts it on. And I'm like behind him going like, I want to just go like, that was a really great performance, man. I almost thought you didn't know about the mask stuff. Like, that was really good. Oh my God. And so then I'm like, I'm sure I'm going to be seated right by this fucking guy. And then on the plane, he is behind me in the seat and he has it on for most of the flight. I checked in a couple times to see, like, is it going to be annoying?
But how did you check in?
Yeah,
I just
did you turn around?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Wow.
Not into it. He couldn't tell. He never saw me. And I was like, kind of like, I'm looking over the crowd or I'm doing like something.
Wait, was he directly behind you?
Yeah, but kitty corner, but in the same row.
Yeah.
Same.
Pew, we all do this on airplanes. Check out the entire crowd.
I had to look at his dumb ass, and he was always looking down anyway, his phone or whatever, so it was fine. But he at the end took it off while we were all still on the plane.
Ugh.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, I just want to fight you. You're making me want to fight you because you're caught. You clearly want to fight people, like you want to have a problem. And it also was one of those things, he had a big giant zit on his face, and I wanted to go, you know, we wouldn't have to see the zit if you put the mask on. like you have a perfect out for this fucking zit you're dealing with. But anyway, I just was so annoyed. I'm like, I hate people who are trying to make a point with it. It's like, just do it. It's the same as taking your shoes off.
But someone would say you're trying to make the point by wearing it.
I'm just trying to get to my next destination. But the
final destination,
the shoe thing, though, I feel like I've seen things online where people will say that people did protest taking their shoes off in the same way people are protesting masks.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I saw at least one picture of that. But it's like everyone does that, and that's even dumber.
Man, that was so. Before we got TSA pre, like that was. It was so demoralizing because I feel like I was traveling so much at that time when they did the shoe ban.
You're sitting around in your stocking feet.
It was like taking my belt off and taking my shoes off, and it just felt like
you never take your belt off before.
Huh?
You didn't have to take your belt off.
No, I wear it all day long.
But I mean,
he's not a beltless individual, Lord.
Before that incident, you didn't have to take your belt off.
Before 9/11, I don't remember having to take my belt off.
When you flew, all you had to do was walk through the metal detector. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like,
why are belts a thing? Because it shows up as like something's on your waist. No,
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Don't do it in the bathroom.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you can't jerk yourself off to death on our flight.
You can't jerk yourself off to death when you walk through this line.
Yeah. Go ahead. Do it on the airplane all you want.
Nice try. Take that belt off. You're not the first Michael Hutchins we've had come through here. I it was also a time where it felt like it was just tense. Like the TSA people were tense.
It's scary.
Everybody was tense. It was scary, but it was also like, I don't know, like there was a rudeness, there was a dehumanizing aspect to it where the TSA people were treating you, I guess that they were instructed to treat you that way, that it was very, like, it wasn't please and thank you. You know, it was not like human to human contact. It was like,
anytime I would go into the airport, it felt like I was at the receiving end of their irritation for months at that point.
Yeah.
My first time in the airport, and they would be like, God, it's been 5 months of me having to yell at assholes like you, who don't know what you're doing. And it's like, this is my first, I don't know what I'm doing because you haven't instructed me, kind person.
Yeah.
It was a drag.
It was, but at least now everything's cool and good.
I like how everything
is very cool and good. I think things are great.
I love the way things are now. And
I like to stay now. Here. Yeah. I like now. I hope we stay here for a while.
Yeah. I agree. This is great.
I don't want it to be tomorrow. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, just stay in the now.
It should be stay now tonight. Now.
What was the Eagle Eye Cherry song?
Save tonight.
I thought it was stay tonight.
It's I just remembered where my arm hurts. I got my booster.
I just remembered my arm.
I remembered why it incredible hurts. Pain. I've been noticing that it was kind of getting sore, but I wasn't thinking about it. I was like, sore.
When did you get it? You got it today?
Yeah, 4 hours ago.
And you forgot. Whoa. You forgot already? Why is my arm sore?
I did forget, but I'm so in the moment with you guys, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And that's what we want to say to all of the people out there is like, be in the moment this year, guys.
Yeah,
you know, great advice.
Like it can be so tempting to be like, oh, I'm worried about 1 minute from now. Or remember that thing I did 1 minute ago that was so embarrassing? It's like, no, it's now. It's not a minute ago.
Don't get dragged into the quagmire of 1 minute ago. And don't future trip about 1 minute from now.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could forget something embarrassing you did 1 minute ago?
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this. If you could forget something, you would, right?
Most things, yes.
Yeah, I'd forget a lot of things, people, places. Yeah.
Oh, I would jettison a lot.
I would
out of
love
my brain.
Oh my God, Eternal Sunshining. I got a couple. I'd love to do that. Wouldn't you?
What about you, Scott? Wouldn't you?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, there's certain things that pop up that I'm.
But here's the thing: if you forget about those things.
You might relive them.
Or you might relive them, or it might chip away at the person that you are now because
like
you've
be
forgotten
cooler?
That experience.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like you might like,
that's
like if
exactly
something bad happened, if something bad happened to you
cooler.
That you wanted to forget, then yeah. If you did forget it, then you might not have empathy towards people who experienced that bad thing or something.
I sometimes wonder, like, If I hadn't had the experiences that I had when I was younger, would I have ended up in comedy?
I know. Right. I know.
You know what I mean?
I think it's better. Like if you had to relive your life, you should just do a totally different one.
I don't think I want to forget anything. I wouldn't want to forget anything. I mean, there are things I would forget. I want to forget, I guess, but I wouldn't want to forget anything from childhood. Cause I feel like, yeah, that shapes you. But then there's a couple adult things that I'd be like, it'd be great to not have experienced that or to not remember.
I'm sure there are some things in people's childhoods that they'd
no, I'm
like
saying
to forget.
Other people. No, absolutely. I'm saying my own. I don't have anything so tragic that happened to my childhood, but in my
older
years.
Yeah, you were a babysitter and now you're a movie star.
Well, there were unpleasant and bad experiences.
And your parents paid for your entire college experience.
You got $75 a week.
From my grandma, not my
parents.
Which
paid your rent.
From my dead grandma.
I'm just saying, my stuff is more focused in my 20s and 30s.
And I did, by the way, I did work the entire time. Honestly, I was in college as well.
Do you know
we're
what?
We're all, you're,
so
you're
many
great.
Apologies. You're fine.
You just brought that up.
Everyone has a
different
one.
Trying to drag me down.
I told
I
worked at Dean Witter. I worked at Baker Square. We've gone through all of them.
Wait, what was
we can't
was
do this
Dean
again.
Witter a restaurant?
Don't
Witter,
ask
Dean Witter's
him.
The investment firm.
Right.
I worked
with
Bill Murray's brother.
I understand, of course, people have bad things happen in their childhood.
Lauren, I also, I would.
You knew what I meant.
Yes, I would keep the unpleasant childhood stuff over the stuff in my 20s and 30s.
Yeah, it's your choice. So, Scott, do you want to get rid of your childhood stuff or your 20s and 30s stuff?
But the things in my 20s and 30s were all my fault.
Mine weren't.
I barely remember anything in my childhood other than just like random snatches every once in a while, you know, so
ooh.
It's like.
Random snatch.
Oh, no, that was my
20s. I just remember this random snatch. So you don't remember your childhood?
No, I remember certain things from it, but yeah, I don't know. Oh, guys, I had a crazy dream last night.
Oh.
Do we want to talk about this?
I can't wait to hear it.
It's about...
Is it time for the segment Dream Depot?
Is it about us?
No, it was Let's not about take you. It was about someone we know.
Let me do the intro to Dream Depot.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, folks, it's about that time that the Freedom Train's got to take a little stop at the Dream Depot. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Fuck, where is it?
Goddamn. Where did that thing go? Paul is just screaming.
It's time to take a little stop at the Dream Depot.
Hi guys,
really good.
Welcome to Dream Depot. Okay, so I'm not going to say who it was, but I'll tell you guys later.
Well, that's going to help inform the dream. Can you tell us now and we'll cut that?
No.
Put it in the chat.
I will put it in the chat. But it's a person that I saw last night for the first time in a while. So this is why they were on. I'll say she, because that's germane to the story.
You saw Jermaine?
I saw Jermaine Jackson. And I was like, where's your brother?
Okay. We have the name.
Okay. So I saw this person and it was this thing where we were working on an award show, I remember, and Tall John was the head writer. And I know this because like they got the ratings immediately.
Of the award show.
Of the award show and came over and told us, well, yeah, there was a little slippage, from last year. But actually, you guys did a really good job and it seemed like we retained a lot of, you know, whatever. And then I turned to this person and she's like, well, that's good. Can I go have my baby now? And it turned out she was pregnant. And so... we were like leaving the shrine or wherever the award show was. And I'm like about to part company with her. And she goes, oh, but don't you want to see me give birth? And I was like, oh, okay. So I go to her house where she's all ready to give birth. And then they like open up a flap in the stomach and like part it like this, like it's two saloon doors in a old Western town, and there's an 8-year-old inside. And I'm like, wait, was this baby in you for 8 years? And it was like, no, the baby has been outside, but we thought it needed a little more time inside to develop. So we put it back in, and now it's all ready. And then they pulled it out of the stomach, and then
and he was like,
"Yeah." And it was 8 years.
Do you think this means anything?
I don't know.
Also, why
it means I saw this person last night for the first time in a long time. But
yeah, but there's a lot of metaphor that I could lay onto it.
Do you think you're that 8-year-old baby?
Me?
Who Lauren is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you're
that? No, this is a question for the room,
for the tape. What do you think the metaphor is, Lauren?
I think two things. One It could be you thinking about, you know, your plans for your family and the things. And maybe you've been thinking about this for a long time, so it feels like a 8-year-old child.
Mm.
Or it could be that you want to see a little kid burst out of jail.
That could be.
Yeah.
It was Joe Rogan, everybody.
Joe Rogan.
It was Joe Rogan.
You saw Joe for the first time in a long time. How did you feel when you woke up?
Well, it was one of those dreams. Well, first of all, okay, it was also, I saw this person at a party and we had, you know how you have very vivid dreams when you drink quite a bit, you know what I mean? It's like you're not sleeping all that well because you're sort of like gonna be hungover and you're dehydrated or whatever. And yet you're having these vivid ass dreams that you remember. It was like the first thing that I thought of when I woke up and I was like, oh, that was weird. But it all made sense, of course, when you're in it at the time of like, oh, yes, of course. Well, if a person is not developing correctly, put them back in the womb.
Yeah.
You don't want to, Scott, you don't want to see my saloon flaps open and an 8-year-old child come out?
And you don't want them to be outside when they're not ready.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway.
Put them back in.
Well, about time we got moseying along. Glad we could stop at Dream Depot.
That's a really nice whistle.
Thank you.
Now, what's the story about that whistle?
I wanted to get one, and I got one.
Great story, but there's probably more to it.
Great.
I was thinking for it might come in handy for a live show or something.
I love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
I love you.
I think it would be good. Thanks. I think it would be good on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
When my family is listening to the Polar Express. Toot, toot.
When they're listening to it?
Your family listens to the Polar Express?
We listened to a audio tape. Well, now we found it on YouTube. Because
it was a book first, right?
Yeah, but there's an audio cassette that we listened to on Christmas Eve that was read by William Hurt, the Polar Express children's book, read by William Hurt.
The warmest person I can think of.
I think that is whose voice it was, yeah. No, and it's great. It's great. But then there's only a Liam Neeson version now, and it's not as good.
Really? I would think his voice would be
you're
more
going to be taken.
Fun to listen.
Yeah, no, there is. It is on YouTube with the William Hurt version if anyone wants to do that in their life. It's a really sweet story. When read aloud, and now Holly's going to hear it for the first time.
Oh, I love it.
So excited.
It's her first Christmas. Yeah.
Of course,
sweet.
This is the new year for
of course, it was her first Christmas. And
of course, it was her first Christmas. It's the day we're recording this, the day you're listening to it.
We're recording it right next to you.
That's what we do every time. It's live, so call in.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Threedom, yes. You're on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, is this Threedom?
I'll let Paul
Lauren,
take this
I'm
one.
Talking to someone. Hang up.
Yeah, is this Threedom?
Click.
Yeah, this is Threedom.
Yeah, this is Rochester.
Hi, Rochester. You're in Rochester or your name is Rochester?
Rochester.
Okay, yeah. Are you in Rochester or your name is Rochester?
Rochester.
Rochester?
Yes. Rochester?
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, no, you call us.
Papa Booey.
Ah, oh, he fucking got us.
Ah, man, he got us.
Rochester.
What does that make you think of, Lauren?
Did
nothing.
Did you guys have any
reverie?
I know we left Dream Depot, but do you have any dreams?
I have dreams all the time, and I had a dream last night, but sometimes I don't quite remember them when I wake up, but I know the feeling. And I too tend to have a lot of dreams that are nightmares about a certain person. In my
not
life.
Me.
No. But I won't get into it here. But.
Oh.
I have like really stressful nightmares.
Guess what? I guessed.
Yeah, they're bad.
I feel like my dreams have gotten weirder in the last couple years. I don't know if it's because of quarantine, just because of how weird everything is, but I feel like they've gotten especially weird. And to the point where I remember them much later, like just parts of them, as if they were like memories of life instead of memories of a dream. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like you've dreamed everything that you've already dreamed already, so you're dreaming new things.
Sorry, what?
Lauren, it makes perfect sense.
You've dreamed everything that you've already dreamed, so you're dreaming new things.
Everything I've already dreamed already, so now I'm finally dreaming new things.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I already dreamed up my allotted dreams. Yes. And now I'm in like overtime.
Yes. You're OT.
Now this is where it gets into money.
This is where it's like, okay, here we go. We're working overtime. I still, by the way, you know, the dreams I've had about the house that I the two houses that I'm always in, I still have those dreams.
Yeah. That's so odd.
Still having those.
But I don't think you're the only one. I think Jacqueline Novak, I want to say, had this discussion on Poog podcast I enjoy.
Poog?
About her Poog.
Oh. It's Goop spelled backwards for fun.
What's Poog spelled backwards?
It's Caper Lanton, Jacqueline Novak. Oop is what you're trying to say. And I oop. Anyways, I think she has had dreams like that where she's walking. She's in the same house over and over again.
I will say the one that
what if it's the same house that Scott's in?
It could be.
Could be. Oh, man. I'll look for her.
That's a
wow.
Show.
Yeah.
Look for her.
It's been upgraded now to where it's
been upgraded.
It's
been upgraded to where it looks like.
It's in a really nice area now, which is great.
Oh, nice. Wow.
It's like in a really nice part of town, and it's right
on
the water.
Moving on up, George Jefferson.
Yeah. So that's not bad, but I'm not able.
It's not bad.
Not able to sell it though.
You're trying to sell it?
I'm usually trying to sell it lately.
God, so that's kind of a new wrinkle. Like,
yeah. It's like it's a house that I'm trying to get rid of, and I'm like showing it off usually, and I'm like, oh gosh, this is messy. Oh, and this room obviously is a problem. You know, there's only stairs or there's only like a rope ladder to get to this room, unfortunately, you know, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, that kind of thing.
But you can work around this, right? That kind of thing.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I'm so sorry.
Guys, I really appreciate your support in this terrible time.
I'm so sorry.
I haven't had a recurring dream. I used to have a recurring dream when I was a kid. It was like a recurring nightmare that was like a straight up like a dream about a monster. You know what I mean? Mm. And I had it like, I feel like I had it almost a full week every night I had the same dream. And then it never happened again. And I never had a recurring dream since.
Oh my God. I remember when I was... I think I must have been 11 or 12. I had the scariest dream where I woke up and was just terrified. And I went into my mom's bedroom and I was like,
bedroom.
I went back into her stomach. I was like, I need to
And
chill
that's
in
why
here
you
for
thought
her.
About that.
Oh, that's right. I never put that together for her. No, I went. I had to have been 10 or something. And I went into her room and I was like terrified and I was just shaking. And I'm like, I had the worst dream. She's like, oh, okay, come sleep with me. And we had a church picnic the next day because there was a Labor Day picnic every year. And my mom told that story to like some people at the church. And I was mortified and just embarrassed
because
I was too old.
It's very embarrassing.
Yeah. And I was like, why would you tell them that? Because like, you know,
why would she? It's very weird.
I don't know.
Well, my she probably son was a little was pussy who came back to bed last night because he had a scary dream in his made up head.
Maybe she'd heard that people talking about their dreams is boring. She was like, I'm going to talk about his dreams.
That will be more interesting for sure.
Did you find Dream Depot boring, Paul?
I never do. I'm one of the people, I like to hear people's dreams. If they have a weird dream, I like to hear it. It's like, they're not all, just because it's a dream doesn't make it uninteresting.
No, that's but true. You, I think we've kind of across the board, we've started to say like that people should never tell their dreams because of that. Like, it's kind of become this thing of like, you should literally never say that you had a dream.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the very foundation that Dream Depot is based upon.
I tell you what.
We wouldn't have Dream Depot if we didn't have dreams.
If dreams didn't exist, there would be no Dream Depot. I think I rest my case.
If dreams didn't exist, there'd be no Dream Depot, which means, thusly, you would never have bought that train whistle, which you never would have been able to use, and no one would have ever invented trains.
If I didn't have this train whistle, Dream Depot never would have happened.
Yes. Thank you.
But I think that, I think it's become a thing. I would rather hear somebody describe even a boring dream than somebody tell
than
me some, what they...
Than a really exciting thing that happened in real life.
I don't want to hear anything real.
Exactly. Scott, you read my mind. That's exactly what I was going to say. I would rather have somebody describe a dull dream to me than tell me what they thought something said when they first looked at it.
I hate that one.
That to me is like, that's just in your head. That's only amusing to you.
It didn't say that. It didn't mean anything to me when you told me that's what you thought it said. It doesn't say that.
I've had that experience where I thought something said something it didn't say and then it was amusing to me. It's not amusing to anyone else. I know it's not.
I will say when someone mishears me and repeats back what they heard and they're laughing, I just go, that's what I said.
Yeah.
If they think I said like a different joke than I said, but it's like actually better than what I said, then I'm like,
Oh, well, sure. Oh, I thought you meant anytime someone mishears you and they repeat something
bad. No, like if it's like, repeating, and I'm like, that wasn't exactly it, but that's fine.
I dated a woman who was really upset at her ex-boyfriend who would read every billboard that they ever passed when they were driving.
That's so annoying.
That's like a disorder.
Just like because it was so boring and just trying to fill the time, just like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get a personality.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I
get
to
a personality.
Oh, thank God.
No, but like reading the billboards because you're so bored. Like, just think of something to talk about or don't talk. Just shut up.
It's when people are that uncomfortable with silence. It's very it's hard to deal with.
I bet he wishes that they had podcasts whenever that happened.
Right?
You know what I was thinking today?
Oh, you're uncomfortable with silence. It is really sad.
This is so sad. You know what I was thinking?
Silence is during a recording. It's weird.
I was thinking today as I was listening to Doughboys, I'm so happy that all of our funny friends have podcasts because people get to hear how funny they are and they get to like, I just love that.
Yeah.
And there's a whole trend right now with like extremely rich celebrities having podcasts. That doesn't interest me as much, but I do like how people that would just be performing
and
at a theater.
Extremely rich ex babysitters.
I'm not extremely rich and you are, so be quiet. He mouths.
You're the last guy I should be joking about that.
But
I'm in debt up to my eyeballs, guys. I need to do 8 more seasons of this
show. Guys, the reason I keep dreaming about selling that house in my dream is because I really got to make some money on that house in my dream. Anyways, whatever. Fuck it. I was trying to give a compliment to the world. I was trying to say, it's nice.
It's nice. It's big. It's round.
I tend to listen to podcasts that are hosted by people I know, and I love listening to them because I feel like we're hanging out. But then I was thinking about how nice it is that people get to experience everyone's personality and how funny they are. Like the Doughboys are so funny together and they have such a huge following and they have so many listeners. And it's just really nice.
It is so funny to me the way Mitch is on that podcast, because my experience with him before I started listening to that was always, he was always very meek with me and very like
nervous,
weirdly deferential.
Like deferential, yeah.
But I didn't realize that. I thought that was just his personality. Then I hear him tearing into Nick Weiger on that show. I'm like, oh, okay, I get this now.
Yeah.
Well, you should hear Paul's actual personality when he's off mic. He's so meek and he's so like, please, thank you, sir. Thank you. May I turn on my mic now, sir?
Paul's like, very shy.
We actually edit out what he does between everything he says. He goes, am I allowed to speak now? May I?
We have to edit.
We go, yeah. And then he goes, anyway, have you ever heard that thing? And then
I know it's a pain for the editors and I know it's hard for them to catch everyone.
We just had to do one right then.
Can I keep talking?
Okay, I'm not editing that one out. All right, we have to take a break.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer. with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
And we're back, and it's time for a three-cher.
And it's time for a three-cher because we're back.
This three-cher is called...
If we weren't back, we wouldn't be doing a three-cher, would we?
That's
it's
very
absolutely true.
True.
Yeah.
This three-cher is called Acrostic Apocalypse. Oh, God. What?
It's like acrostic and
acrostic apocalypse.
Acrostic
apocalypse, but it's one word.
Acrostic apocalypse.
Submitted by John Cassidy. Contestants must think up acrostic poems on the fly that describe the plot of a movie using the movie title as the spine of the poem. Example, Citizen Kane. Crazy, infamous tycoon irritates Zen emotions, not kosher abolishes newspaper empire.
That's all, that's so smart. Do you think we can be that smart?
That is so smart.
I think we can. So I think we should pick a movie that you like.
Yeah. Okay. I got one. Okay.
I got one.
And now, and are you supposed to guess it, or I'm just supposed to do it good?
I'm gonna do mine. No, you go first. You go first, and we'll okay. guess it. It's not guessing, because we were spelling
it. Do you
want
me to kick it off?
Yeah. Sure.
I think you
see
should
if
say,
you can figure. Okay, do you see if you can figure out what this movie is by the acrostic?
Are we supposed to cut you off if we figure it out, or just we're at
no,
the end of it?
No,
do
not
go?
Cut me off.
Okay.
Sorry, sir. Jazzy animal was shark.
Jaws.
You got it.
I have one too. Boy is grown.
Big? Yeah.
I got one.
Boy is grown.
I got one. Extraterrestrial.
T.
Yes. Thank you, Lauren. That's
I'm
what
glad
I'm
we all thought
for.
Of we all thought of really dumb ones. That's great. Okay.
All right, let's
now
do
I'm gonna
a real
try
one.
To do a harder one. Okay. I'm gonna do I feel like I need to write it down.
That's okay. We allow pens in every recording session for Freedom. We have allowed 8 pens into
Let's
the room.
Let's kill some time.
Sure.
So, Scott.
I'm gonna Google good movies.
Why don't you Google good movies? Good movies.
Okay.
Oh, man, this one's awesome.
Lovely. Oh God, what? this is hard. Lovely, intelligent teen tries love emotionally, mouth.
What it is. Oh, no, I don't.
No, I thought it was Little Women.
I thought so too.
Mouth ever remains mum and is.
Oh, okay.
Done.
Oh.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. That was good. Mouth ever remains mum.
Thank you.
I like it.
That sounds like a palindrome, but it's not.
Okay. I got one. Then Haley expects
that
seeing
one of our games where we play one word story. then physically.
Haley expects seeing xylophones. I didn't think about that. Xylophones. Then Haley sees expired nobodies seemingly everywhere.
Hey, pretty good. Did you ever include the eye?
I did do the eye, yeah.
Okay. Can't remember what it was.
Well, you look confused, Paul.
Yeah.
The sixth sense.
Oh, the sixth
and
sense.
And Haley Joel Osment is who he's saying. Haley.
Okay. But then I got tripped up by the X. There should be more words that start with X.
You're right. We should start something about that.
Yeah.
My turn.
Okay.
Let me think of a movie. Goomba of Death fares a terrible heart event. R.I.P.
I stopped. God of War? What was it?
God.
Goomba of Death fares.
God. F.
Godfather. A terrible heart event. Yes.
Oh, that good. Yeah.
Okay, that was not good. That event. Was good.
R.I.P. That was all right.
I liked it.
Okay. Hey,
R.I.P.
I'm going to try another one.
R.I.P. both the character and the actor.
That doesn't happen a lot.
No.
Usually a character lives on when a movie's done.
If the actor dies, but the character doesn't die in the movie, the character's still alive.
Yeah. And more movies should end with every character dying so that it equals out.
Just to be safe, yes.
Yeah. But unfortunately, most actors die before characters do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren? And people okay, think this here, is not a hard
here,
business.
I'm going to try this one. Okay. Let's see. Man.
Man?
Man elicits engagement.
What?
Man elicits engagement.
Okay.
Though the... house... experiences problems as
Mithapa?
Is it Mithapa?
Mithapa.
Problems as
what's her name?
Recourse exists.
Wait, you're just saying words. Recourse exists.
I know what it is.
Impepa.
Pepperan.
Nevermore the same.
Nevermore. Oh, meet the parents. Oh, meet the parents. All right. I have one last one. Killer never investigates, viewing everyone, seeing. Opportunities underneath trains.
Knives out.
Knives
out.
There loved had to it. Have been a train in that movie somewhere, right?
I hope so. For your
I wish.
Sake.
I wish there
I'd
were.
Like to see that again. I haven't.
There was a scene where a train. I've never seen it. A train just kind of like it's goes, fun. It's a really goes fun right movie. Through the house.
If I were rich, that's what I would do. I'd have a train tunnel in my house.
Oh, like silver spoons?
No. A real train tunnel.
What? Okay.
Full-size train
That's
tunnel.
With
a really
smaller
good idea.
House?
No. The house is even bigger.
What?
It goes right through the
what
living room.
What are the
room.
Dimensions on everything? You're blowing my
it's
mind.
It's 1,000 by 1,000.
What?
That's did we do it? Are we done with the three?
I think we did it.
I think we did it.
I think we did it.
I think possibly we did that.
Now I can have a nice 9 p.m. dinner like I'm in France.
This is Freedom After Dark.
It is.
That's why we got so spicy.
You can tell us we got so racy.
I think this spicy was the perfect episode to kick off the year. I mean, this is what 2022 is going to be all about.
Yes.
Is people getting together. And
2022 is all about that.
The human connection is what 2022 is
now
all
look,
about.
Now, look, podcasts go all over the world. So I have an instruction. People all over the world, join hands.
Yeah. Start a love train.
Love train?
A love train.
Yeah. You know what we're saying? Like a human centipede of love.
Yes. Join hands, but also have yourselves surgically
sewn
to each other.
To a rectum.
Who would see that movie? Why would someone see it? I heard about
Who
it.
Would
and
act
I was like,
in
well,
it?
I'll never see that. Well, look, you got to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to eat shit.
Okay, guys, I'm talking about something serious and you're making fun.
What serious that you're talking about?
Actors have to eat. Okay, we can make all the jokes we want. I think the people that are in the movie, I think, can't necessarily be identified. Is that correct? Like you can't
oh, is that
like,
true?
See their faces?
Like they're not on IMDb?
I feel... No, they are, but it's not like you would see somebody in something else and say, oh my God, that was the guy. He was the middle of Human Centipede.
Oh my God.
I don't know anything about it. other than the salacious details that we have discussed.
That shouldn't have been allowed to be made.
Oh, so you're for censorship. Interesting.
Of that movie, yes. Of just that
cancel
movie.
Culture.
Everyone's voice matters.
You're a human centipede cancel culture guy.
That's right. I'm a single issue cancel culture guy.
I love that.
That movie needs to be recalled. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. We love you. Still in the new year, we still love you.
We do.
FreedomUSA on Instagram and Twitter, freedomusa@gmail.com. You can get our merch at PodSwag. We got some fun stuff in the merch store.
Fun stuff. And buy Crocs. Buy Crocs, even though they're probably not sponsoring this particular app. But if they are,
they may never sponsor us again.
Yeah,
but
who knows? What?
We're going to take the high road. The high road.
When they go low, we go high.
That's right.
We still love Crocs no matter what.
Shoes are about as low as you can get when it comes to clothes.
That's true.
Boy, that's the truth.
So listen to us, experience us. And look, if you want to hear previous episodes and you want to hear these episodes ad-free, go head over to Stitcher Premium or cbbworld.com.
Lauren
smelling her hair.
I was feeling the edges.
Oh, okay. You're edging your hair.
I wasn't smelling my hair. I was feeling the edges.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Go feel your edges.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.